This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Thursday morning to you. And ooh-wee! Another 4-1 deficit for the Braves? No problem. Another W. Just how they scripted it out. The Atlanta Braves getting another win over the New York Mets last night. 7-5, the Braves are winners. They had to do it in comeback fashion again, but again, it was no problem for the old Bravos. What a night for the Braves. What a night for money. Michael Harris, been waiting on him to get out of his slump, waiting on him to have that breakout game, and he chose a great time to have it last night. 3-for-4, 3 RBIs, including the go-ahead home run in the bottom of the eighth inning. 2-run shot gave the Braves a 7-5 lead, and that would be ultimately the game winner for the Braves. So exciting night at Truist Park. A little bit of a back-and-forth affair. Again, Braves went down 4-1 again, just like they did Wednesday night in the series opener. They came back to take the lead in the sixth inning, just like they did Wednesday night in the series opener. And then Ronald Acuña Jr. making some clutch plays on offense and defense. He hit the go-ahead RBI single in the bottom of the sixth. Then in the top of the seventh, he makes a great, great catch at the wall that only allowed the Mets to score 1 run instead of 2, maybe even 3 runs. It was only a sacrifice fly when it could have been a bases-clearing double or triple, depending on if that ball would have ricocheted off the wall or not. So huge play on offense and defense for Ronald Acuña Jr., and it was the top of the seventh that he made that great catch. So the MVP looking like the MVP. And again, Michael Harris, Money Mike, had the game-tying RBI double in the bottom of the sixth, and then the go-ahead, again, two-run home run in the top of the seventh, which he destroyed 443 feet to straightaway center, gave the Braves the lead for good. And then A.J. Minter comes out in the top of the ninth and makes quick work of the Mets. And the Braves get another W, go on to be 37-24, put the Mets 7.5 games back behind them. And it was a good night at Truist Park. No rain delay either, so it was all good. The Miami Marlins still winning games, though. Still only three games behind the Atlanta Braves in the current NL East standings, but New York Mets, 7.5 games back as the Braves will go for the sweep tonight. Phillies, 8 games back. Washington Nationals, 12 games back. So, really, Miami seeming like the only threat these days. I will say this, too. Another thing that went right for the Atlanta Braves. I'm just telling the story when I lose to this. This isn't what went right because you never want to see anybody potentially get hurt or get banged up a little bit. Charlie Morton hit Pete Alonso in the top of the first inning. That's not what went right because Charlie did not mean to hit him. He did not hit Pete Alonso on purpose. And Pete even talked about, and we'll hear from Pete too. We'll touch on it around the A. Let you hear that audio in around the A. But Pete did say that Charlie went to go check up on him and make sure he was okay. And Charlie spoke about it after the game too, say, you know, he went to check up on him, and, you know, even though that x-rays were negative, he's still a little bit worried, and, you know, he feels bad for hitting Pete. So you could tell he felt remorseful about it, and he did not mean to hit Pete Alonso in any way, shape, or form. And the thing that was good is that the Mets didn't retaliate. They didn't intentionally hit one of the Braves guys. They didn't go after Ronnie or Austin or Matt Olson or Ozzy or anybody like that. They didn't intentionally go after them and hit them, because if that would have happened, then things could have got out of hand, because I think the Braves would have been about that action. You feel me? They would have been ready to square up. You know what I'm saying? But the Mets didn't do that. So that was good that nothing more came out of that situation, because, again, you could tell by the instant reaction that Charlie Morton did not mean to hit Pete Alonso, because, look, if you're going to hit a guy, and they did a good job of explaining this on the broadcast last night, Brandon Gaudin, Jeff Francoeur, Tom Glavine, they did a good job explaining this, that a veteran guy like Charlie Morton, if he wanted to intentionally hit a guy, you hit him in the ribs, you hit him towards the back, you hit him in the thigh, you don't go after his hands, you don't go after the wrist, you don't go up, you don't aim up, you aim down if you're looking to intentionally hit a guy. You throw more behind him and not in front of him, where that ball kind of landed again in that hand-wrist area. So Charlie did not mean to hit Pete Alonso. Was unintentional, and it was good that the Mets didn't retaliate, because then I think things could have gotten really chippy. So good night at the ballpark. Braves get the win, and it was good stuff all around. Let's get to some post-game sound here. Brian Snicker talking to the media afterwards, and first and foremost, he talked about what the Braves were able to do against Max Scherzer, because they had to grind and they had to work for everything they got against Max Scherzer. They were able to get to him close to the end of his outing, and he talked about them having some good at-bats against Scherzer, and it's a difficult thing to do, and it is, because it's hard to get, again, anything a lot of the time against Max Scherzer, and the Braves seemingly couldn't get anything early on. Max Scherzer was sharp, but they kept battling, kept fighting, and eventually got him out of the ballgame. But let's hear from the skipper, Brian Snicker, about the Braves having some good at-bats against Scherzer last night.
Yeah, no, we had some good at-bats off of him. He was really, really good tonight. But you know what? It's you just have to keep putting up good at bat after good at bat, and you know, he's going to make pitches, and he's, you know, you look at it, he's a Hall of Famer. I mean, and it's and probably one of the most competitive guys out there. And but you know, it's you just have to kind of, you know, just keep having a good at bat as best as you can.
Just got to keep battling. Got to keep fighting. Got to keep churning away against a guy like Max Scherzer, and that's exactly what the Braves did. They go down 4-1. I mean, this game was eerily similar to the series opener on Wednesday. They go down 4-1. Then Sean Murphy, if you remember, in the opening game of the series, he had a 2-RBI double to make it 4-3. Well, instead of a 2-RBI double this time, it was a 2-run home run that made it 4-3. Then, this was all in the same inning. The big difference was they got it all back in the same inning. But in last night's game, Sean Murphy had the 2-run home run in the bottom of the fifth, and that was it. But in the bottom of the sixth, that's when they tied it up and took the lead. But tied it up, took the lead, went up 5-4. Just like they did in the opener on Wednesday. Now, the Mets never came back and tied it up like they did last night, but Braves ended up getting the insurance run as well with the 2-run home run of Muddy Mike, Michael Harris II, and that's where I want to shift to next. Brian Snicker talked about the entire team battling through adversity and Michael Harris being no different, and man, it was so good to see Muddy Mike get off the schneid. I was at home just cheering Muddy Mike on. I was like, come on, Muddy Mike. This is it right here. When we need you right now, come on. It's time for you to get a hit. Time for you to get out of that slump. And he did that, not only bringing in the game-tying run in the bottom of the sixth inning with that RBI double, but then that mammoth shot in the bottom of the eighth, giving the Braves the lead for good. So let's hear from Brian Snicker talking about this entire team battling through adversity the entire season and Muddy Mike being no different.
All these guys are bitter with the adversities they deal with. Some of them never have it till they get here. And it's adversity and struggle is part of this business, and you're never going to stay away from it. The entire time you play it, you're going to have it. No matter what, no matter who you are in this game, you're never going to completely figure it out, never be without another hill to climb. That's just part of it.
This team, they all battle through adversity. Like Brian Snicker said, some of them don't quite see as much adversity as others until they get here. But when they get here, they all have to go through it. They all have to face it, and they all battle through it. And it just makes every single one of the guys better. And that just continues to show and continues to add on to the thing about this team never giving up, this team always fighting, this team never quitting, this team never dying, never being out of a ball game, because they're not. I mean, again, back-to-back nights where they come back from 4-1, and then the Mets come back and tie it up, and then Muddy Mike, through everything he's been through this season, comes up clutch when they need him the most, and Braves get the big W. Speaking of Muddy Mike, let's hear from Muddy Mike, because Marcell Ozuna, and we'll hear from Marcell and Around the A coming up in about 9 minutes, but Marcell Ozuna gave Michael Harris a pep talk. I believe it was before the game. And here's Muddy Mike talking about what exactly Marcell Ozuna said to him.
Like I said in the other interview, last night Marcell came up to me and gave me the pep talk that I needed. And it was before my last at-bat last night. He told me that my season was starting after that at-bat. And, well, before that at-bat. And ever since then, I've been hitting the ball hard and seeing it good. So I guess my season just started, according to him.
So it was last night before his last at-bat. And that's true. Ever since the Marcell Ozuna pep talk, he's been hitting the ball hard. And if you count the at-bat last night, he's 3-for-5 with a 2-run home run three RBIs, a single as well, a double, single, double, a home run, and three RBIs. So, hey, if he's just starting his season right now, he's going to have a great rest of his season, and he's got a lot of season left to go as well. But somebody on Twitter, Keith, I believe it was, he asked me about this during Grillin' Dylan on Tuesday, and he asked if Michael Harris was going to be like Jason Hayward. And I was like, no, not Jason Hayward. No shade to Jason Hayward, but Jason Hayward did kind of fall off after he came on to the big league swinging. We all remember that opening day home run in his first at bat against the Chicago Cubs, but he really never lived up to the hype. Money Mike has been living up to the hype. The defense is there. The offense has been there. Because he was, again, rookie of the year last year. Reigning rookie of the year, if you remember. So, Money Mike is different. And we have to remember, started the season, coming off an injury. Well, early on in the season, he got injured. I should say it that way. Early on in the season, he got injured. And he's been trying to kind of get back and get back right ever since then. And it looks like now he's finally getting back right, getting himself into a rhythm. So, I knew he would get out of the funk. I didn't think it would take maybe this long for Michael Harris II to get out of the funk. But hey, looks like he got out of it last night, and hopefully he's going to start swinging the bat like we know he can, because the defense has always been there. That never lagged. We just needed the offense to come around, and hopefully now it is coming around. But the Braves, 7-5 winners over the New York Mets. They win the series. They'll go for the sweep tonight, and it's going to be a showdown at Truist Park. Spencer Strider taking on Justin Verlander as the Braves go for the sweep. Going to be a very cool broadcast tonight as well. I'm very excited to listen to it. Four Hall of Famers. Count them, four. Chipper Jones, Tom Glavine, John Smoltz, and Jeff Francoeur. You might be thinking, Jeff Francoeur, he's not a baseball Hall of Famer. You're right, he's not. But he's a Georgia High School Football Hall of Famer. That's right, he is. So four Hall of Famers in the broadcast booth tonight for the Atlanta Braves, and that's going to be a very fun broadcast as the Braves go for the sweep tonight. First pitch at 7:20. We'll talk more about that. We'll let you hear the highlights when we take a trip around the A. And we got more to get to as well. It's going to be a long trip around the A because Arthur Smith joined Dukes and Bell for the whole 5 o'clock hour yesterday. We'll let you hear a couple of cuts from that. Atlanta United was in action last night against LAFC. That was Five Stripes After Dark action. We'll get to what happened in LA and more. It is the Hometown Take right here on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game. Will take a trip around the A in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Back with more of the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Thursday morning. Good morning to you. Shout out to all my overnighters, third shifters, truck drivers, moving the goods from state to state. Shout out to all my gym goers early this morning, getting them good endorphins flowing. Shout out to all my early morning shifters already clocked into work or on their way to work, however you're listening, or whichever way you listen or why you listen, doesn't matter. I appreciate you listening and got a good rest of the show for you. About 20 minutes from now, we are going to recap what we saw in the NBA Finals. Game 3 was last night, and we saw the Miami Heat make an adjustment in Game 2, and Denver made an adjustment and really just played better in Game 3. But we'll continue to react to that in about 18 minutes from now. But before we get to that, we got to take us a trip around the A.
It's time for a look at our local sports scene. This is Around the A on the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews.
Let's continue to react to the Atlanta Braves' big 7-5 win over the New York Mets to start off the Around the A segment. And we talked about it towards the end of the opening segment. Michael Harris, we let you hear the soundbite, talk about Marcell Ozuna giving him a pep talk before his at-bat last night, or not last night, but in Tuesday's game. And Basically, Marcel was telling him, look, you're the best outfielder. Go out there, be you at the plate as well, and you're going to be all right. And let's just hear Marcell Ozuna talk about why he gave, well, one, let's do this first. Let's do Marcell Ozuna, and let's hear him talk about on just exactly what he told Michael Harris II when he gave him a pep talk, because we heard Michael Harris's point of view, but let's hear Marcell Ozuna's point of view on what he told Michael Harris II when he gave him a pep talk.
You know, I've been through that situation a lot, and this year I was having that situation earlier the season, so I know how it's important to you how you face up and then show in front of the problems when you're struggling at the play and you want to produce, and then everything you're going is on the hole. So I told him, like, hey, you're the best center field in the league, not even the league, in the whole MLB. So you got to trust yourself, and then since now, you see some stars, so don't worry about anything past in earlier the season. Don't worry about anything in the past you need. Forget about everything and then start the season now. And today he coming with a good attitude, and then you can see on his face.
Marcell Ozuna told him, hey, you the best center fielder in the whole entire MLB. Play like it. He's been playing like it on defense, not necessarily on offense. And he got Michael Harris right. He got him in the gear. And ever since that pep talk, Michael Harris, like I told you, 3-for-5, single, double, 2-run home run. And that RBI double in the bottom of the 6th inning, game tying RBI double. And of course, that 2-run home run, game winning 2-run home run in the bottom of the 8th inning. And now let's hear Marcell Ozuna talk about why exactly he gave Michael Harris II that pep talk.
I always worry about my teammate doing it. So if we are a team, that's what they call. So if I can help with a little advice and he get a success, I don't get in credit. I don't mind to getting crazy. I just want to see everyone happy. So I'm happy every day. Since I was struggling, I was happy every day and coming every day for a reason. What is the reason? So success and give you the best for my team.
There you go. Marcell Ozuna talking about, hey, I'm happy every day when I come in, and I just want to make sure that everybody on my team is happy. And I just want to make sure, look, guys are playing up to their abilities, and he just needs to know who he is. He needs to know he's the best center fielder in the league. So, good stuff there from Marcell Ozuna. Not doing it because, you know, he's necessarily mentoring a younger guy, but just because that's his teammate, and they're a team, and he wants to see everybody on the team happy. So, good spirit, good attitude there from Marcell Ozuna. You love to hear guys do stuff like that just for their teammates. All right. I told you I would let you hear this in the opening segment. Pete Alonso, his comments on Charlie Morton hitting him in the wrist, addressing the fact that it wasn't intentional and that Charlie did check up on him after the game. So let's hear from New York Mets first baseman Pete Alonso on Charlie Morton checking up on him after the game, and, you know, maybe how that wrist is feeling.
And also, too, one thing, I'll get back to that. So Charlie, or Chucky, came up after I got x-rayed. He was looking for me. I got out of the x-ray. He just wanted to apologize. He didn't mean to. So for people speculating or this and that, I just want to clear that. A, Chucky's a good guy. And B, I mean, the situation didn't call for it either. So honestly, like, that's not even... If anyone were to ask anything or speculate anything, there's nothing to it. I just happened to get hit with an up and in fastball, and clearly he went up and in the first pitch, and I swung and missed, and he just wanted to throw that again. That just got away from me.
That's really good. You know, we gave Pete Alonso a lot of flack. I even teased him on this show yesterday after the whole throw it again thing, but that was mature of Pete Alonso. I'll give credit where credit is due. I still don't like the Mets. I still don't like what Pete Alonso did, yelling, throw it again. But I will give Pete Alonso credit there. I will be fair. That was really mature. That was a really mature answer there from Pete Alonso. Look, he recognized that Charlie Morton was just trying to attack him up and in again because he just got a swing and a miss from Pete. on a pitch that was up and in to start the game. So he was just trying to reattack that spot, and he missed. And unfortunately, he hit him in the wrist. And he talked about Charlie going up to apologize to him, and I really appreciated that. And he immediately shut down any rumors or rumblings or innuendo that there might be any bad blood there. He immediately shut that down and said there's nothing there. So that was really mature from Pete Alonso. And I respect Pete Alonso a lot for what he said there. Really mature answer. So good for Pete Alonso there. Still don't like the Mets. Still hope we beat the brakes off them tonight. And I'm glad we won last night. But I will say that was very mature from Pete Alonso. Okay, let's switch gears to the Atlanta Falcons, because Arthur Smith joined Dukes and Bell for the entire 5 o'clock hour yesterday. Dukes and Bell were live from Flowery Branch, and Arthur Smith talked about how this might be the best offensive line that he has had during his tenure here.
Yeah, those guys have done a great job. The growth and the you know, that's a consistency, and that's why, you know, I think – you go back and, you know, go back and look at the history. And there's one thing, going back and listening to Jimmy Johnson, some of the stuff I've read about him, and he talks about how important that O-line coach is and the development in that position. And I think Dwayne Ledford's done a terrific job. And these guys and the way their habits, like, that's a tough room to step into.
Right.
So when, you know, Matt Bergeron or Javon Gwynn come in there, and we like the makeup of them, you know, hey, these guys are off and running. Like, we got our development plans for them, but you better catch up. And feel really good about the culture in that room, those guys, and Jake and Chris, you know, their leadership in their own way. So we got to continue to improve, and that's the thing in the NFL, you got to improve every year. And it's not just like, hey, run the ball. We're going to be physical in the protection as well. I mean, you can be a passive protector, you can be a physical. We want to be physical in everything we do. So it's not just, hey, 3 yards in a cloud of dust. We're trying to get explosives. We're trying to change the launch points, all that stuff.
Very interesting stuff from Arthur Smith there, letting the world know that, hey, we're going to be physical in pass protection, run protection. It don't matter. We're going to be physical in everything we do. And we're also not just trying to be a pounded three, as he called it, 3 yards in a cloud of dust team every single time in every single play. They're trying to hit big plays. They want explosive plays. And he's been emphasizing explosive plays ever since he got here. So don't be surprised when you see Desmond Ridder taking shots, multiple shots every single game. They're going to do their fair share of run the ball. There's going to be their fair share of 3 yards in a cloud of dust, but they're also going to take explosive shots. They're going to take shots down the field, and they're going to air the ball out some as well. There's going to be a good balance to this Atlanta Falcons offense, and that's what's scary. They're going to be able to do everything, not just 3 yards in a cloud of dust, not just the power running game, not just an explosive running game with Bijan Robinson, not just a play-action passing team, not just a deep ball passing team. They're going to do everything. They're going to try and hit all aspects. They're going to be they want to do everything well. So that's the goal of any team, and that's the goal of the Atlanta Falcons. And look, they have the talent, especially on offense, to do it. So great stuff there from Arthur Smith. He also talked about Desmond Ridder as well and his development from year one to year two.
There's a lot of things that go into it, and I'm not going to get into every single nuance, but some of it's just, you know, practical. You know, Des is a guy coming into this league that's had a lot of starts. It's the hardest thing when you're developing quarterback is getting real game reps. And there's been people who've tried. You know, there was a, you know, the virtual reality trend that went belly up about 8 or 9 years ago. I believe it was out of Stanford, and some teams have bought in, and then you go back and look at the teams that bought in, they usually had a somebody was investing in it, was trying to push it, and that didn't really work. But you know, and people have tried, and you know, how do you develop quarterbacks when there's only so many reps you can get? There's only so many game reps. Well, Des got a lot of game reps, right? Coming in the league, which helps. Now the NFL is a little bit different the way we brought him on last year, so he's got 4 starts under. And it's just your philosophy, you know. This time of year, like we're trying to push Desmond. You know, with different looks and different things, we're challenging on the field to apply it. And then really in the classroom, he's got to take another step. But I think when you step in this role and you got to let him lead in his own way, you know, I think sometimes too many coaches, they've had success from another place, and they come in there and they want you to act like this player. And then that becomes fraudulent. And guys see right through that. Des has got his own style, and he's a real dude. And so there's a lot of things that Dave Ragone, myself, we try to make things hard for him out here, best we can in this kind of controlled environment of what I call a passing camp.
Right.
And get him to push the limits, because you got to make those throws in practice. Or, you know, you can card him up on a Friday, get in a game plan, and, you know, make him feel good, and all of a sudden that's not real. And we got to try that stuff now. So we're constantly pushing Dez, and very excited about how he's coming along and the way he's working.
A lot of interesting things there to unpack. Number one, him stressing the importance of letting Desmond Ridder be his own man, be his own quarterback, lead in his own style, because, touched on it there, a lot of teams, maybe a lot of head coaches, want their quarterback to be a certain way, and he said it himself. He said that's fraudulent. Ain't going to be no fraudulence over here on the Atlanta Falcons. Everything's going to be real. Everything's going to be authentic. So he has to let Desmond Ridder be the leader, be the quarterback, be the guy that he truly is, and let him lead that way. And also, too, I thought it was very interesting, Arthur Smith, and again, that's Arthur Smith talking with Dukes and Bell yesterday. He joined them for the whole 5 o'clock hour as they were broadcasting live from Flowery Branch. Go to the Dukes and Bell podcast page if you want to check out the interview and the whole hour with Dukes and Bell in its entirety. But it was interesting, too, hearing him talk about how they push Dez and how during this controlled environment in this passing camp that they're putting Desmond Ridder and Taylor Heinicke through, how they're making everything hard for him, making as much things hard for Desmond Ridder as they can, because he has to make those throws in practice if he wants to be able to make them in a game. So very, very interesting stuff there from Arthur Smith, just talking about how they're helping the development and how they're helping Desmond Ridder become a better quarterback, and how he's developing and becoming a better quarterback, better leader on his own as well. All right, let's hear one more from Arthur Smith, and then I'm going to talk about Atlanta United before we wrap up around the A. But one more here from Arthur Smith as he joined Dukes and Bell yesterday live from Flowery Branch. When exactly him, Terry Fontenot, and the Atlanta Falcons knew they wanted old number 7, Bijan Robinson?
I started making cut-ups, and we started meeting as the coaches. All right, if we have player A, here's the plan for him. Player B, player C. So, you know, the way it worked out, you know, with Bijan being there and in the way the draft fell, like, we were excited, because once we made that pick, we knew exactly, here's the plan. Here's the plan short-term. Here's how we see it playing out. And you know, with Bijan, was one of those guys, and a lot of guys, they get into this now for different reasons. They don't want to work out. And I like guys that want to be there, guys that maybe I'm messed up. I like guys that actually want to work. And there's a real – he's his own guy, you know. He's humble, but he handled all that success well. And then, you know, the next day we meet with him, worked him out. It was awesome. And we did that with a couple other guys, but that certainly helped.
So he knew Bijan was going to come in and want to work. He knew he was going to come in and be ready to work. And Arthur Smith, just like any coach, any employer, they want workers. You don't want no guy coming in just wanting to make an easy check and go home. You want somebody who's going to work, who's going to be performing at the best of their abilities and performing at the top of their potential. That goes for any job, not just an NFL player or professional athlete. That goes for anything. So interesting stuff there from Arthur Smith, that whole interview. Very interesting as he joined Dukes and Bell live from Flowery Branch for the whole 5 o'clock hour yesterday. Again, if you want to hear that, go to the Dukes and Bell podcast page on 929thegame.com. It is there for you. All right, real quickly, Atlanta United plays to a scoreless draw against LAFC in LA yesterday, and a little bit of a disappointment. I'm going to be completely honest, didn't get a chance to watch much of that game. It was late. It was past my bedtime. That game didn't start until a little after 10:30. So didn't get to catch much of that game. I know Brad Guzan had a good game. He made a lot of big saves. But I know LAFC, I don't think they were playing a first-choice lineup because they had gone all in on trying to win CONCACAF Champions League. So I was hoping for 3 points on the road there. Now, I'm not mad at getting a point. But now you've had 4 straight matches where you've gotten a draw, and we need 3 points. We can't just keep getting 1 point, 1 point, 1 point throughout the season. Atlanta United's going to have to find a way to get 3 points. And hopefully that comes Saturday in Mercedes-Benz Stadium against DC United. Again, this flagship station of Atlanta United. So you can hear every single Five Stripes match here. And the Five Stripes countdown on Saturday will start at 7 p.m. with Mike Conti and Jason Longshore. Then they'll have the call for you shortly after 7:30. So that was Around the A. And next, we're going to talk about Game 3 of the NBA Finals. Denver taking back home court advantage. Miami just really not being able to knock down shots. But Jokic and Jamal Murray didn't have a problem knocking down shots last night. We'll react to Game 3 of the NBA Finals. And we'll also, we weren't able to get to this on Tuesday with my man Max Van Auken. Shout out to Max for holding it down behind the glass as well. But this new stuff going on with Apple, the Vision Pro, we'll talk about that next as well. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Back to your early morning sports fix. This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios. Final full segment here before we talk to the morning shift. Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson, Tiffany Blackman. We'll see what they got going on a Thursday morning. Good Thursday morning to you as well. Hope you are doing well. Thank you for tuning in. And we got to talk about these NBA Finals. I mean, okay, we got a series on our hands. Said it yesterday. Miami made their adjustment, made shots in Game 2, tied things up, got a win on the road. What does Denver do? They make their adjustment. They get their win on the road. They take back home court advantage. What good teams do. And we'll see if Miami can do the same and tie things back up on Friday night in game number 4. Going to be a pivotal game because, if you're Miami, the absolute last thing that you can allow to happen is you go down 3-1 headed back to Denver. You do not want that to happen. That will be bad news. However, Miami is that team that I could see winning down 3-1 in a game 5 situation and just playing straight up spoiler and getting the win on the road. They already have one in Denver, so they could do it again. But it's hard for me to imagine if Denver wins game 4, goes up 3-1, they have a chance to win their first NBA title in franchise history at home in front of their fans. It's hard for me to imagine that they're going to let that opportunity go by the wayside. So, not saying it's a must win for Miami because Denver's got to win 4, but it's about as close to a must win as you can come without being a must win. But let's talk about last night's game, though. My goodness. Nikola Jokic is a stud. And I know I've been saying that. You've been hearing everybody say that. But it's just the truth, man. His 10th. 10. 1-0. 10th triple-double of the postseason. Jamal Murray got a triple-double as well. I mean, these two guys are just playing at such a high level right now. It's no wonder this team is in the NBA Finals. And it just goes to show, this team is legit when they're healthy. And these two guys, by the way, they're in their prime right now. The Denver Nuggets aren't going anywhere. As long as they got Jokic and they got Murray playing at a high level and they're both healthy, this team ain't going nowhere. This team is going to continue to be one of the top seeds, if not the top seed in the West. This team will continue to compete for NBA championships. This team is real. This team is legit. So, I mean, just what they're doing is crazy. And apparently, this coming from Bleacher Report, Jokic and Murray become the first teammates ever with 30-point triple-doubles each in NBA history. I did not know that. I would have thought that would have happened before, but I guess not, at least not with 30-point triple-doubles. But Jamal Murray last night, 34 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists. Nikola Jokic, he had 30 points, 20 rebounds, I forget how many assists he had. I think he had like 12 or something like that. I'll look it up here and get you that answer in just a second. But just an amazing performance by the Nuggets. Got a nice performance from Christian Brown off the bench as well. Christian Brown gave them a solid 15 points. Aaron Gordon gave them 11, 5 of 10 from the field, 10 rebounds. So a double-double for Aaron Gordon, 5 assists as well. So that was solid for them. Nobody else really chipped in everything. Michael Porter Jr. continues to be, 1 of 7 from the field, 0 of 2 from 3. Did have 7 rebounds, but only 2 points. Yikes. But Christian Brown made up for it, 15 points off the bench, 7 of 8 from the field. After he shot that 1-3, he was like, all right, I'm going to take it to the basket now. He hit the side of the backboard on that 1-3. He was like, okay, I'm not going to do that again. I ain't trying to get benched. I'm trying to stay out. But Jokic, by the way, 32 points, 10 assists, 21 rebounds, 12 of 21 from the field, 1 of 2 from 3. Like I said, Jamal Murray, 34 points, 12 of 22 from the field, 3 of 6 from 3, 10 rebounds, 10 assists for him. So Nuggets got the job done. Miami, though, they're going to have to make shots if they want to be in this series and if they want to win game 4. You can't shoot 37% from the field and 31.4% from 3. You can't have only 3 guys in double figures if you're Miami. Jimmy and Bam can't do everything. Now, Caleb Martin did give you 10 points, but Gabe Vincent, he only gave you 7. You need more from him. He was 2 of 10 from the field, 1 of 6 from 3. Need more from him. Max Strus, only 3 points, 1 of 7 from the field, 1 of 4 from 3. You need more from him. Kevin Love, just hit 2 threes, 2 rebounds, 6 points. You need more from him. Duncan Robinson, he was starting to heat up towards the end, but 3 of 6 from 3, only 9 points. Need more from him. Miami is a team where they need everybody going. Everybody has to contribute. It can't be just Jimmy. It can't be just Bam. That's not how they're set up. They are set up. They move the ball around. Let whoever is getting the best shot get the best shot, but they got to knock down those shots. They got to knock down those good looks, and if they're not, they stand no chance against the Nuggets. That's just what it is. So we'll see how it fares in game 4. I don't want to count Miami out. They could knock down shots next game and be just fine, so we'll see. I'm going to say Miami bounces back and they win game 4. I could be wrong. I have no idea, to be honest, because the Nuggets are a good team. I could very well see them go up 3-1. But quickly, before we get out of here, I do want to just know more about it. I want to bring in my guy Max Van Ock. And Max, quickly, I want to know, like, if you remember Spark Notes when we needed when we needed quick, you know, bullet points before we took a test we did no studying on. What are the quick Spark Notes that everybody needs to know about the new Vision Pro and all the new stuff that iPhone and Apple is rolling out?
For one, Spark Notes is the reason why I'm able to sit here across from you today. So shout out to Spark Notes.
Shout out to Spark Notes. I'm right there with you, brother.
I can't say Vision Pro is cool as you can, but what I can tell you is I truly, truly believe this is going to be the future of sports consumption. Like, just go ahead and check it out on, I'm not sponsored by Apple by any means, but go ahead and check out their video.
Yeah.
And just, you could see the way it's going to bring content to life. It's crazy amount of money, but so were iPhones at first.
Right.
So mark my words.
And people are going to pay it. I mean,
100%. This is going to be the future of how we watch sports.
Wow.
Guarantee it.
Wow.
Guarantee.
Guarantee. Like Charles Barkley says. But nah, I definitely gotta watch up on the video they put out and just learn about all the features. But once I do that, that'll be another discussion for another day. We will do a Grill and Dylan tomorrow, by the way. So if you have any questions, go ahead and start getting them ready now. We'll have the phone lines open. You can tweet at me, as always, at @_DylanMatthews. But coming up next, we got to talk to the Morning Shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. See what they got coming up. Get their thoughts on everything that transpired last night. We'll talk about it all on the other side with the Morning Shift right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.